Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This edition of Singing and Other Sins will celebrate the birthday of Reinaldo Hahn. H-A-H-N is how you spell his last name. Every aspect of Hahn's life is interesting. He was born in Venezuela in 1847, the youngest of 12 children. The family moved to Paris when he was 3, and he early on showed his musical talents. He finally became a respected composer, conductor, music critic, diarist, theater director, pianist, and singer. Best known as a composer of songs, he wrote the art songs we called Mélodie. The fine craftsmanship, remarkable beauty, and originality of his works capture the insouciant character of La Belle Époque. His best known song is Si mes vers avaient des ailes, If My Words Had Wings, which he wrote when he was 13. We'll hear it now, sung by Ninon Vallin in a classic 1928 recording with the composer himself at the piano. You can find the English translation for these songs at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins and the Reinaldo Hahn Birthday Edition. Hahn accompanied Ninon Vallin in that 1928 recording of his most famous song, Si mes vers avaient des ailes, If My Words Had Wings. I have another classic recording of that same song, which you are sure to enjoy. This is the English soprano Maggie Tate in a live performance.
Thank you.
soprano Maggie Tate, a specialist in mélodie, sang Hans, si mes vers avaient des ailes, if my words had wings, in a live town hall recital of 1948, when she was already 60 years old. Her pianist was John Runk. Let's hear another recording of Tate, this time in a studio in 1941, when she sang Offrande, or Offering, which is Verlaine poetry better known in settings of Fauré and Debussy. It begins, Voici des fruits, des fleurs, des feuilles et des branches.
Voici des fruits, des fleurs, des feuilles et des branches. Et puis, voici mon cœur qui ne bat que pour vous. Ne le déchirez pas avec vos deux mains blanches et que vos yeux si beaux l'humble présence soit douce. Tout couvert encore de rosée, que le vent du matin vient glacer mon front, souffrez que ma fatigue à vos pieds reposer. Rêve des chers instants qui la délasseront. Votre jeune sein, laissez rouler ma tête, toute sonore encore de vos derniers baisers. Laissez-la s'apaiser de la bonne tempête.
This is a birthday tribute to Rinaldo Hahn on Singing in Other Sins. We just heard Hahn's Offrande, sung by Maggie Tate with Gerald Moore, the pianist. Well, so far we've just heard vintage recordings, so let's hear that same song in a modern version with Susan Graham.
Pour vous, ne le déchirez.
Mezzo-soprano Susan Graham with Roger Vignoles performing Reynaldo Hahn's Offrande. I mentioned earlier that there were only interesting things to tell you about Hahn's life. He was a charming youngster and found welcome in all the best Paris salons. There he met all the greatest artists of the time, painters, poets, writers, composers, and actors. He was a favorite of Sarah Bernhardt. He was Marcel Proust's lover. He studied privately with Charles Gounod and in the conservatory with Massenet. The list is long, and I'll tell you more after we hear what he wrote for solo piano. Many thanks to Dennis Moore for that rare recording of a solo piano piece from Hahn's First Suite, performed by Christina Ariagno. You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, and a chance to celebrate the birthday of Reynaldo Hahn, a man who knew how to write engaging music. He was known as a conductor of Mozart and a composer of French operettas, but his fame now is based on his 60 or so songs. And my favorite of all these songs is L'Heure Exquise, which I'll play twice, first with Ninon Vallin, accompanied by the composer, and then with Gérard Souzet. Don't forget, you can read the original French as well as English translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singinganothersins. Just now you heard baritone Gerard Souzet with Dalton Baldwin in Hans Leur Exquise. That was preceded by Nino Vallin with the composer at the piano in a 1928 recording. They often toured together performing, among other things, Hans' songs. I promised that you'd hear Reinaldo Hahn himself sing one of his songs. This was recorded before the invention of the microphone, a so-called acoustic recording where the musician's sounds were collected in a horn and transferred to soft wax that held the vibrations. So the sound of this 1919 recording isn't great, but it offers you the rare opportunity to hear the composer sing and accompany himself in a song called L'Enamoré. I'll follow that with a recent recording of the same song.
Mais pour l'homme
First, you heard a portion of a 1919 acoustic recording of Rinaldo Hahn singing and accompanying himself in his L'Enamouré. Did you notice how free he was with the rhythm? That was followed by the same song performed by Susan Graham with Roger Vignol's piano. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and I'm celebrating Hahn's birthday. I think this is another good opportunity to hear one of his solo piano works. That was Cristina Jariano performing Hahn's Dans les Bois, In the Forest. As I mentioned earlier, Hahn's fame rests on his beautiful songs. So we'll hear another of them, this called D'une Prison, From a Prison. We'll hear two very different interpretations. And don't forget that you can read the translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singing and other sins.
Plateau. ciel et par-dessus le toit si bleu, si calme. Un arbre par-dessus le toit perce sa pâle. La cloche chante sa plainte. Mon Dieu, la vie est la simple et tranquille. Cette paisible rumeur là
First, we heard a classic recording from 1936 with Lotte Lehmann and Erner Balog, pianist, performing Hans d'une prison, from a prison. Then that same song was sung by Martin Hill with Graham Johnson in a modern recording. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're sampling the Mélodie of Rinaldo Hahn on his birthday. Hahn was fascinated by music of the past, and the following song, Ah, Cloris, is a perfect demonstration of how to write a pastiche.
Thank you.
Beautiful performances of Hans A. Cloris. First we heard Susan Graham with Roger Vignoles, then Vincent Cole and Patrick Stevens. But languorous was not Hans' only style. Listen to this lively fête galante in two fun, if different, interpretations.
C'est Ursule.
Just now we heard Martin Hill with Graham Johnson in Hans Fete Galante. The same song was performed by Marie-Nicole Lemieux with Daniel Blumenthal. This is Rinaldo Hahn's birthday edition of Singing in Other Sins. One of the very attractive Hahn songs is Le Rossignol des Lilas, The Nightingale of the Lilies. Again, I think we can best appreciate these songs when we hear them twice, so get prepared for some beauty of song and voice and piano.
Oh.
What a beautiful song. That was Hans Le Rossignol de Lila, The Nightingale of the Lilies. First we heard Felicity Lott with Graham Johnson, then came Susan Graham with Roger Vignoles. Now for a bit of a departure from the expected solo song, we'll hear a baritone with small chorus and piano in Hans Fidèle. Rinaldo Hans Fidèle was sung by baritone Stephen Varco with chorus and Graham Johnson at the piano. Next, a bit of Hans' Dernier Waltz, or Last Waltz. Soprano Felicity Lott and pianist Graham Johnson in a portion of Hans' Last Waltz. I can't end this program of tribute to Rinaldo Hahn on his birthday without allowing you listeners another chance to hear his most famous song.
Je vais fuir tous les frères.
notre jardin si beau.
Tenor Martin Hill with Graham Johnson in Si me vers avedes ail, If My Words Had Wings, composed by the star of this edition of Singing in Other Sins, Rinaldo Hahn. Next week, I'll sample recent releases of art songs. This is Gary Hickling. Aloha.